KZE, that's a brand new song from the old 97s, Where the Road Goes. And joining us now live in the studio is our friend, our neighbor, all-around amazing musician, Rhett Miller. Hi, Rhett.
Hi, Rick. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. I'm so glad you're here with us.
Dude, me too. I love KZE. I love you and your cool voice and the great mix of tunes you play. I'm really grateful to have you here.
Well, I am so grateful that you live in our area. Every so often, the phone will light up with a message on the answering machine. Hey, this is Rhett. I'm driving around. I'm listening. You guys rock. How'd you do that? Bye.
It's true.
And, well, that brings nothing but smiles to us. And, you know, we feel like we're doing a service for the people, as you do, Rhett. Now, the old 97s, your band that maybe it was your second or third band? Something like that?
I was a teen folky in Dallas. I was a kind of a child prodigy. And starting at 15, I was opening for most of like a bunch of touring acts that would come through. Chris Isaac, as he did his first stop in Dallas.
Oh, wow.
The Lords of the New Church. You know, Frank Black on a solo break from the Pixies.
Wow.
And I would just, you know, on a school night in high school, I would show up and play. And then I tried a few bands and then wound up with the old 97s when I was 22.
Did they find you or you find them, or was it mutual, hey, we all like the same thing, let's make music?
Yeah, so the bass player we had met through, my girlfriend knew his girlfriend, and he had recorded my first demos, Murray, and then Murray produced the record I made when I was 16 years old, 17 years old. And then when I went off to college, Murray convinced me to drop out. So after one semester, I gave up my full scholarship to Sarah Lawrence College, went back to Dallas, and we started a band called Sleepy Heroes.
Mm.
Broke up the day that record came back from the manufacturing plant, which is apparently bad business. And then a couple of years later, we finally figured out this band, the Old 97s.
Wow, and you've been doing this for over 30 years, making great music, one great album after another. The album covers are also really interesting, in my humble opinion. And my favorite so far is 12, with Roger Staubach leaping in the air, trying to make some kind of amazing pass. So it ties everything in, your background, the old 97s, where you're from, and Roger Staubach, number 12.
He was my guy growing up in Dallas. I'm a seventh generation Texan. I grew up in Dallas. I actually had a thing where my grandfather, back in the day, my family had money. And he lost it all because he tried to bring professional football to Dallas.
He bought
in 1952, he bought the New York Yanks. He was the son of a millionaire, my grandfather. By the time I came around, it was all gone, which is probably for the best. But he brought the New York Yanks. They lasted less than one season as the Dallas Texans before he had to hand them back over to the NFL. But there was a brief shining moment where I could have been like a Jerry Jones scion of a NFL franchise family.
Well, it all comes full circle then with Roger on the front cover of the album 12. Now, the new album, American Primitive, comes out on April 5th. So we're excited for that. I had a preview of the album from you, and it's great. There's a bunch of great rocking tunes on there. And, well, what's been the inspiration for American Primitive?
Man, I went in with 40 songs because I try to do that. I try to give my bandmates, because they're very ornery and opinionated, and I think that's part of what makes us, you know.
Yeah.
We have a very specific sound, and it's built on their orneriness. And it could have been a lot of different records. It could have been a quiet record. And there's a few moments where that peaks out, including the song you just played. Mm-hmm. But there's, you know, my band leans into sort of this garage thing. I think especially as we get older, I keep expecting us to go more gently into that good night, as you know, because I'm the youngest in the band and I'm in my early 50s now. And that's not what we were built for. We were built to rock. So yeah, from the first note of the first song on this album, it's mostly a pretty rockin' type sound.
Yeah. And it's cool. There are some jangly guitars on there.
In fact, you might have recognized Peter Buck's arpeggiated 12-string Rickenbacker on that song.
Well, thank you for technically sorting that out, but I didn't notice until some power chords in there.
Yeah.
And then I got it. But Peter Buck from R.E.M., how'd you meet him, or how'd you even get him to play with you? Like, what's the deal? Are you mutual friends?
I mean, he's like a real one of us. He's the kind of guy that will climb into the van and go on tour. He just loves to rock, you know? And, I think it was their final show in the States.
R.E.M.,
his band of many years, Hall of Fame, R.E.M., they were playing their last show. It was in Dallas, and they were fans of the old 97s, it turned out. So they asked if we would open the show, and it was a dream come true because I'd grown up obsessed with R.E.M., seen them play as a kid, been, inspired to start a band because of them. And they just couldn't be nicer and cooler. And I stayed in touch with Peter Buck over the years. He asked us to come play his festival he used to do down in Todos Santos, Mexico. And just... stayed in touch with him. This turns out to be true, I find, of a lot of the best of your heroes. Mm. They wind up just being like us, one of us, and he's very much one of us. So
love to hear that. That's great. And I've always been a fan. His guitar playing isn't, let's say, guitar hero prowess.
No.
But he is super solid, plays mostly simple, but perfect chords exactly where they should be, and his playing is just phenomenal. So how lucky that you could have him play on three of the brand new old 97 tunes.
It's so funny, Rick. One of them he plays mandolin on. And when he had already cut the 12 string guitar in the song you just heard, but I had this idea that there's a song called My Old Lady, and it's like a real like small faces back porch kind of song, and I thought it needed mandolin, and I had Peter Buck there, and he's clearly played some mandolin in his life. I brought it up and he goes, oh, I don't know, man. I haven't played mandolin in a while. I don't think it would be good. And so I took him at his word and we went and we worked on something else. I think we had Scott McCoy from Minus Five play piano on that song. So that song was in the main room real loud. And I took the mandolin off the wall and I tuned it and I just set it next to Peter on the couch. Like, no big deal. This is just there. Don't play the mandolin, whatever you do. And of course,
Look at it.
By the end of Scott cutting the piano part, he was like, okay, I got a mandolin part. So it was good to go. Wow. It's there on the record.
So he imagined it before he even picked it up.
Oh, no, he picked it up and quietly strummed. Quiet on the couch in the listening room.
Huh. And he said, okay, I'm ready. Hit record. Let's go.
That's great.
Wow. Well, looking forward to American Primitive. Comes out April 5th, and it's going to be a great release. So I wish the old 97s nothing but the best with that new recording and new release. Now, Rhett Miller himself, besides his work with the old 97s, has about 8 solo albums?
It is 8 solo 8 records. Okay.
I counted them. which the latest one, The Misfit, came out 2022, and it's a great record. We've been playing Go Through You here on KZE and a couple other cuts from it, and well, here you are with a guitar, and there's nothing that would give me greater pleasure than to hear you play a tune for me and for all the listeners on 98.1 KZE. You have anything in mind?
Well, I'll give you the choice, Rick. Do you want to hear another song off the new Old 97s album, or do you want to hear a song off The Misfit?
You put me on the fence, because they're both probably going to be great. So I will say I'd like to hear a Rhett Miller song from The Misfit.
There we go. All right. This record was recorded...
I caught him unprepared, because he had the other one ready.
This song was recorded in the Hudson Valley, produced by Sam Cohen, who's got a great studio over in Kerhonkson.
Oh, cool.
And it was just so much fun.
I know for a fact from friends that we mutually have, like Jason Cerubi, that you do some work in local studios. You cut some demos, you use some local friends, and you work out the songs, which, man, I appreciate.
There's so many great musicians in this area. And I first fell in love with this area when the old 97s came up for our first big budget recording session. Anyway, up in Hurley at Dreamland.
In West Hurley.
In West Hurley. And Anyway, I really love it. And there's so many great musicians in Jason Cerubi, John Burdick. Mm. I mean, and on and on and on. But Sam Cohen produced this record for me, and he's a local now. And I really loved it. This is kind of a deep cut, so I really appreciate you letting me play it.
Rhett Miller, live, 98.1 KZE.
I was following the white tops. I was chasing my dreams. I was working the trapeze and the trampoline. I was in love with the girl at the freak show. She was in love with a prominent clown. We were dazzling fans in a dusty town. I was a stranger in the real world with a permanent frown. I found a family, now I follow the white tops all the way down. Do you love me now? She never bragged at the jackpot when she pulled me in. She smiled my way every now and then. I was drawn to the magnetic lady. I was the flyer in the matinee. I felt the catcher's fingertips slip away. I was a stranger in the real world with a permanent frown. I found a family, now I follow the white top all the way down. Do you love me now? Tied one on with the carnies, wound up tying my noose to the corner of the safety net when the rope came loose. Now I'm following the white tops all the way down. Do you love me now? Do you love me now? Do you love me now? I was a stranger in the real world with a permanent frown. I found a family, now I follow the white tops all the way down. Do you love me now? Do you love me now? Do you love me now?
Rhett Miller, live, 98.1 KZE. It sounds great, Rhett.
Thank you so much, Rick.
Guitar sounds awesome without the pick guard.
My J200, the pick guard popped off of it, and it's freaking out all my guitar player friends.
That's behind the scenes, so now you know. So, Rhett, tomorrow night, Daryl's house, Pauling. What do you got in store for the folks?
It's typically about 75% old 97s tunes, 25% solo tunes. I might get a wild hair and play some random cover song. Hmm. But I have so many songs in my catalog, it makes it tricky, tough to play.
Do you play cover songs because they get in you and you have to get them out? Like you have to exercise them from your body? Or do you do them because you love them and it's a tribute?
Well, you're spoken like a man that's dealt with this problem before. Mm-hmm. Typically, it's the former. It's like, I can't get this out of my head. I got to do it. And yeah.
Keller Williams told me that. He said, I choose these cover songs because I must exercise them. Yep. They go into my ear, they go in my brain, and I got to get them out. Yeah. So I play them, I learn them, and then I'm done with them.
Yeah. Or they live in there rent-free for my whole life.
Yes, and you can pull them out whenever you want.
Catch the Wind by Donovan is never going to not be in my freaking head.
What else is in your head, Rhett?
You're Going to Make Me Lonesome When You Go, which I think was written right up the mountain, not far from here, Bob Dylan. 5 years, Bowie.
So living in Texas for a majority of your life, then moving to the Hudson Valley, did the culture shock get you at all, or did you love both equally?
I was ready for the Hudson Valley when I came here 20 years ago. It would just hit 20 years, my wife and I. And we had lived, I'd grown up in Texas, and that's intense in its way, because especially Dallas is a very sort of, Austin's different because it's freaky. It's a little less so maybe now. Dallas is very commercial, you know, big hair and, you know,
tall
big
buildings,
bank accounts and oil money and a Halliburton. Living in LA is its own kind of intensity because everybody's on such a trajectory. By the time we wound up here, I'd lived in Dallas, LA, New York, and here was perfect. I mean, here to me is, you know, summertime standing on the edge of like Tilson Lake, my toes in the lake, you know, looking up at the ridge and thinking, I'm so glad more people don't know about this place because this is the most beautiful place on the planet.
It is true. And we're glad that you settled down here with the family and you make the Hudson Valley your home. You could live anywhere. And that's why we all live here, Rhett. So welcome to the community.
Woo!
20 years ago. Rhett, could you take us out with one more song? Rhett Miller from the Old 97s, our guest this morning live on 98.1 KZE. And he's going to be at Daryl's House in Pauling. Get tickets before they're gone. The show is tomorrow night, darylshouseclub.com. Check out Rhett's website to find out more about where he's going to be and what's coming up musically and so much more. You can visit his website at rhettmiller.com. And again, big thanks to your mom for helping you name your website. Perfect. So we can find you and also find the Old 97s online. Be on the lookout for the new album, American Primitive. All the best to you and your family, and we hope to see you with your toes in Tilson Lake sometime soon.
I love it. You want me to play one more song, right?
Please. What do you got?
This is going to be a world premiere. I did not clear this with ATO Records.
All right.
If it's all right with you, I'm going to play the title track off the new Old 97s album.
What a treat. Thank you, Rhett.
American Primitive.
Rhett Miller, live, 98.1 KZE.
Is that a cherry blossom or an eastern red bud? The sun setting in the west looks like fresh blood. Orange afterglow crashes off the rocky path. You're trying to act sad, don't make me laugh. Straight up hawks flying around above the new leaves. Nothing ever lasts forever, time will never freeze. The people's coming out, the crickets and the creek. The summer's all I need to watch you sleep. I got bricks for brains, and my soul is strange. Remembering how to live American primitive. I'm always coming home, someday I'll finally get there. To smell the cherry blossom lingering in your hair. The sun's setting and the circus gonna catch fire. It feels so good to finally fall off of that tight wire. Here we are now on the corner of a king size. The sun's sparkling in the corners of your eyes. The summer's all I need to watch you sleeping. I'll tell you every single secret I've been keeping you. You are better late. Yeah, you're worth the wait. Remembering how to live American primitive. I got bricks for brains, and my soul is strange. Remembering how to live American primitive. You are better late. Yeah, you're worth the wait.
remembering how to live American primitive.
Rhett Miller, live, 98.1 KZE, the title track to a brand new album. It's coming out on April 5th, American Primitive by the Old 97s. Rhett, it's always a pleasure. You're welcome to come by anytime, hang out, play some tunes, read the news, whatever you want.
Thanks so much, Rick. Great to see you.
Yeah, this is the Up and Running Morning Show. It's time for me to get on out of here. Very special morning, so thanks a lot. As always, help people, don't hurt people. Rhett Miller and I say have a great day. Don't miss Rhett tomorrow, Daryl's House, Pauling. There's an opening act. Get there early, enjoy some great food, and hear some great live music. 75% of the songs are old 97 tunes. It's the Up and Running Morning Show. Farewell, I'm Rick. Have a great day.
At Vision XL Eye Care, eyewear is an art.
Hi, this is Glenn Pomerantz from Vision XL Eye Care in Lake Katrine, where